The Scenic Drive with Rian. Take me home.
4 to 7 p.m. weekdays on Jacaranda FM.
Luister, all right. Net gevinnig, I need to just get this off my chest. Na gister, dan ons allemaal gehoor wat die nuwe begroting is en hoe dit gaan werk en how everyone is once again, and I was just looking at someone's, unfortunately, I know I shouldn't be on Twitter, but I couldn't resist after the budget. I just checked out what people were saying. Mm-hmm. Someone was saying, all right, you need to understand, when every time you're putting fuel in your car, government gets 40.6%, 40.6%. Every day you go to work, government takes about 18 to 45% of every day's earnings that you earn. The rest, when you take it to the shop, 15% then gets added to that, whatever you buy. So think about the sum at the end of the day. So now, there's a reason why they have to tax us like this, because there's no other option. This is a total, unmitigated disaster. We're just looking at, it's via infodig. Any idiot can figure it out. So we're getting in 1.58 trillion. That's what it's expected in the coming year. Mm-hmm. And we will be spending 1.83 trillion. So as you know, by car aftrek, I see your deposits and the stront. Yeah. So here's my vraag. So now they increased everything again. It's very sin taxes. It's now weer drank and a cigarette and all this petrol. And nog 16, what is it? 26 cent per petrol per liter? What is it?
Increase
on increase on increase. They tax us and they tax us and they tax us. Ironically enough, the vast majority of the taxpayers did not vote for the ruling party. Ironies genoeg. They didn't vote. They didn't vote for this party. Mm-hmm. So now, it's ironic to me that the voters, the people that got this party in power, I think whoever, and I think this should be a rule. And when I'm president, I will bring in this rule. And I think it's important that we adhere to it. I think whoever votes for the party that screws up a country, these are the people that should be taxed to death when that party screws up the country. When that party sinks whatever government, whatever country, I think whoever voted for that party should be taxed more. Not people who didn't vote for that party. We sort of saw it coming. Sure. I think, and ek weet nie waar hierdie ding vandaan kom van jou vote is your secret nie. Why is it a secret? It's not a secret anyway. Mense dra in elk geval die t-shirt. They pitch there in the t-shirt that they got handed out a few days before. It's not like people make it a secret. They pitch there anyway. Ek dink as jy instap in daai tent, moet die ding 'n moorse sign flits oor die tent. ANC, EFF, DA, Freedom Front. Dit moet so flits, sodat almal kan sien vir wie jy gevote het. Maybe then you understand the responsibility of voting for that party. When it's no longer a secret. And then we can trace you. If that party then ruins the country, we can come after you and say, listen, I have a picture of you coming out of the tent. You voted for the ANC. You will now be paying. You will now be forced to wear that t-shirt permanently. And every time you go into the shop, you will pay 20% VAT, unlike the rest of us. Why are we being taxed? Why are we being taxed for a party we didn't vote for? Why are we being taxed? Why are we being taxed more for a party we didn't vote for? How does it work? And as iemand said, democracy, gaan ek 'n persoon gooi met die keyboard. It's off my chest. Thank you very much.
The Scenic Drive with Rian.